Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And if this great nation has a great ally, a sister nation, if you will, that we depend on, that depends heavily on us, there are ties and ties of history, ties of recent experience. I'm talking about the United Kingdom, Great Britain, where they are still going through the process of selecting a new prime minister. And a new prime minister with the Tory Party, Conservative Party, and the race, however, apparently Liz Truss, the former defense minister, is actually considered to be the heavy favorite on that. But we will see. But our close ally in Great Britain is marriage. Through in Britain, there is a headline. It says open marriages, free passes and swinging. This is from the BBC, their rather staid national network. People say the most trusted source of press information anywhere in the world. The BBC reporting greater curiosity about open marriages. In marriages where monogamy is rejected, and rejected in favor of what? Well, they go to some detail in that account. We will get to that later this hour. But first off, there's also news about the war in Ukraine, and if there is one issue, it seems to me, that has a clear moral impact, it is the issue of this war in Ukraine. It is a war between good and evil. And for people who refuse to recognize that and refuse to actually look at the Russian invasion and the level of Russian atrocities, I mean, including kidnapping young people and taking them forcibly into Russian territory and into Russia proper. The idea that Russia wants to extinguish this nation's existence and independence is just astonishing in 2022. And the fact that people don't see that, well, there was an announcement today from the Department of Defense, and it was an important announcement and one that deserves commendation beyond partisanship. Listen, this is clip 21.
Today, President Biden directed the 18th drawdown of an additional $1 billion in weapons and equipment from the Department of Defense inventories. This is the largest single drawdown of U.S. arms and equipment utilizing this authority to date. The package provides a significant amount of additional ammunition, weapons, and equipment, the types of which the Ukrainian people are using so effectively to defend their country.
Okay, and they are on the verge of a major counteroffensive. And the news, including news from Britain, we were just talking about Britain, has been remarkable in terms of assessing the number of Russian casualties. Casualties have been high on both sides. But for the Russians, it is particularly serious and may lead to some kind of compulsory military service, because some kind of compulsory military service, the pledge from the North Koreans that they were going to provide 100,000 volunteers. Sources in North Korea are now saying they're talking about forced labor, that the government will force 100,000 people to go and to fight in Russia, which is astonishing. And for people who do not see the Russians as representing classic and undeniable evil, Think about what do they have in common with North Korea? Autocracy, corruption, some of the most miserable regimes in the world. There's also a new list of the 10 most livable cities and the 10 least livable cities in the world. We will get to that. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. You remember Pink Floyd? They're one of those almost has-been bands that actually makes a very good living with its concert tours and its people who are inspired by nostalgia. Roger Waters has made a reputation for himself by being an extreme leftist. He's also an anti-Semite. He is profoundly anti-Israel. He has said things about Israel suggesting they're the worst nation in the world. And he, on his music tour, was interviewed by CNN. And he also had some astonishingly horrible ideas about Russia and Ukraine. Listen, this is clip 18.
President Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Well, he's fueling the fire in the Ukraine, for a start. That is a huge crime. Why won't the United States of America encourage Zelensky, the president, to negotiate, obviating the need for this horrific, horrendous war?
But
we don't know how many Ukrainians.
But you're blaming the party that got invaded. Come on, you've got it reversed.
Any war, when did it start? What you need to do is look at the history, and you can say, well, it started on this day. You could say it started in 2008. Okay, it's basic. This war is basically about the action and reaction of NATO pushing right up to the Russian border, which they promised they wouldn't do when Gorbachev negotiated the withdrawal of the USSR.
Okay, it was not as much Gorbachev as it was Yeltsin, but that's a different story. The idea that he believes that somehow Ukraine or NATO brought this invasion on themselves, that there was a serious threat to Russian national security, outrageous. But then again, he is not only opposed to Ukrainian independence and their right to their own sovereignty as a people and as a nation. He's also opposed to the survival of Taiwan. Listen, this is clip 16.
Chinese are too busy encircling Taiwan as we speak. Okay?
They're not encircling Taiwan. Taiwan is part of China. And that's been absolutely accepted by the whole of the international community since 1948. And if you don't know that, you're not reading enough. Go and read about it.
Okay. Did we solve anything here today?
We did. Well, I mean, no, we didn't.
I mean, maybe
you're believing your propaganda. Your side's propaganda.
You're defining it as
Taiwan. You can't have a conversation about human rights, and you can't have a conversation about Taiwan without actually doing the reading.
Roger, if you're having a conversation about human rights, at the top of the list of offenders are the Chinese. Why is it always the Western world?
The top of your list.
Why is it always the Western world?
The Chinese didn't invade Iraq and kill a million people in 2003. In fact, as far as I can recall, hang on a minute, who have the Chinese invaded and murdered, slaughtered?
Their own.
Bollocks.
Okay.
That's absolute nonsense. Complete nonsense.
A complete nonsense. Ask the people of Tibet. Ask the Uyghur people. Ask the people who died in the Cultural Revolution. The conservative estimate of the number of dead people from Red China, Roger Waters, the conservative estimate is 75 million from starvation and five-year plans and Great Leap Forwards. And of course, the Cultural Revolution. There's more. He talks about America's own guilty past and Russia's heroic past. Coming up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, one more outrageous opinion, which is particularly obnoxious, from Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. And by the way, Pink Floyd will release two physical versions of their first new music in over 25 years. It's a long time with no new music. The recent single, Hey, Hey, Rise Up, which was first released digitally in April, to support the people of Ukraine, And here he is blaming the people of Ukraine for the war. The single will be available both as a 7-inch and CD single on October 21st in the U.S., with both formats boasting newly reworked version of A Great Day for Freedom from the band's 1994 album, The Division Bell. David Gilmour reimagined the song using the original tapes, which feature Nick Mason on drums and the late Richard Wright on keyboards. Currently, the only place you can hear a concert of Pink Floyd is in France, where they also do have a representation, and a pretty good representation of crazy leftists. And part of the glue that binds together people of the left all around the world right now is what? It's hatred of America. Because they hate our association with liberty and with individual rights and basically with supporting everything that's worth supporting in this world. But Roger Waters does not agree. This is clip 17 from his interchange with CNN. Listen.
What about our role as liberators? You of all people,
you have no role as liberators.
World War II. You got into World War II because of Pearl Harbor.
You were completely isolationist until that sad, that devastating.
I would argue we were always going to get in, and that pushed us in. But thank God the United States got in, right? You lost your father in World War II.
Thank God the Russians had already won the bloody war. Almost by then. Don't forget, 23 million Russians died protecting you and me from the Nazi menace.
And you would think the Russians would have learned their lesson from war and wouldn't have invaded Ukraine.
Well, you
fair?
With all your reading, I would suggest to you, Michael, that you go away and read a bit more and then try and figure out what the United States would do if the Chinese were putting nuclear armed missiles into Mexico and Canada.
Okay. There are no nuclear armed missiles into neighboring nations to Russia. But there are nuclear armed missiles in nations that are part of NATO that are not nearly as close as Ukraine. And the nuclear missiles that were in Ukraine that were removed because of the Minsk agreement, those missiles were put there by Russia when Ukraine was a colony. What's so outrageous about this is a little quick catch-up. We played recently our myths and mistakes and misleading information about World War II history program. But it's important that people get some stuff about World War II clear. The notion that Russia had already won the war by the time America got involved in the war in December of 1941 is utterly absurd. And it is wrong. And the idea that America was totally isolationist is wrong. We had, thank God, and I do believe it's providential, we had a president of the United States, Franklin Roosevelt, who was widely criticized by some for tilting toward Britain, for sending supplies, for concluding the Atlantic Charter with Churchill, and doing all of this at a time when Stalin and Russia was allied with Hitler's Germany. They signed the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact in August of 1939, right before Hitler went to war in Poland. And when he went to war in Poland against the Poles, Russia joined him in that invasion and occupied the eastern half of the country and continued to slaughter Poles. Between August of 1939 and June of 1941, so for 2 years, Russia was the ally of Nazi Germany. And then Hitler, and again, I believe it's providential, Euripides once said, those whom the gods would destroy, they first make mad. The proof of Hitler's madness, the greatest proof of his madness beyond his absurd and ultimately self-destructive desire to kill Jews. Beyond that, his greatest madness was attacking Russia in Operation Barbarossa in June of 1941. And the idea that that Russia had already won the war, in December of 1941, Russia was in deep trouble. Hitler was at the gates of every major Russian city that was seized, the seizure of Leningrad, which is today St. Petersburg. In any event, his history is wrong. He's ignorant and he's sick. And honestly, to the suggestion that Russia and that the United States was isolationist, but Russia was already winning the war because they were fighting for goodness and decency, this is Stalin, who, if anything, rivaled Hitler and probably exceeded Hitler as a mass murderer. And the idea that there are still people around who want to honor Joseph Stalin and see him as the great winner of World War II, well, then where all this belongs is in the toilet. And that brings up what's called Dumpgate by Axios. And they write, remember our toilet scoop in Axios AM earlier this year? Maggie Haberman's forthcoming book about former President Trump will report that White House resident staff periodically found wads of paper clogging a toilet and believed that the former president, a notorious destroyer of Oval Office documents, was the flusher. Why it matters? Destroying records that should be preserved is potentially illegal. Trump has denied it, and he called Haberman, whose New York Times coverage he follows compulsively, a maggot. Well, it turns out there are photos, and here they are, published for the first time. Haberman, who obtained the photos recently, shared them with Axios ahead of the October 4th publication of her book, Confidence Man, The Making of Donald Trump and the Breaking of America. Trump spokesperson Taylor Budowich told Axios, you have to be pretty desperate to sell books if pictures of paper in a toilet bowl is part of your promotional plan. Yeah, but those pictures have the name Donald Trump visible on them, and they are from the White House. We will get to more from the White House coming up. A new way to look at marriage coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's neither.
The Orion spacecraft is on its way back to Earth and will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego, California at 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. NASA's mission manager, Mike Serafin, says an antenna has been acting up on the unmanned spacecraft.
Associated with one of the phased array antennas, which is used for communications and tracking of the spacecraft back to Earth through the Deep Space Network, the antenna is performing, but it has low performance and is causing some periodic comm dropouts when we're on that antenna.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona said in remarks published at 6 a.m. Eastern on Friday that she's leaving the Democratic Party and registering as an independent. This is USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the most respected, staid, authoritative source of news in the United Kingdom is, of course, the BBC, the governmental network. And one of my favorite movies of 2022, The Duke, is stars Jim Broadbent and Helen Mirren. And Jim Broadbent plays a guy who so much dislikes the BBC that he resists paying the special television tax that everybody in Britain used to have to pay. If you bought a television, then you had a substantial tax. It was $50 or more of money that would go to support the BBC. Okay, this is kind of why maybe the Jim Broadbent character, who was a real life individual, may have been right. They have a new piece on open marriages and saying that the there's overwhelming curiosity, is the way they say it, about open marriages. And wait, you'll have to wait till the very end of this little section of it that I'm going to share with you, because they claim that this is authoritatively proven by some statistics that they've gathered. I actually believe that for the sake of creating titillation and interest and getting clicks, they have greatly exaggerated this trend. They say open relationships fall under the non-monogamy umbrella, but many tend to differentiate between those types of arrangements and other types of non-monogamy, like polyamory. Polyamory is when you live together with a bunch of people and everybody's sleeping with everybody else, basically. Polyamory often means participating in multiple intimate partnerships, while open relationships are more often associated with people engaging in primarily sexual relationships outside of their prioritized two-person partnerships. In other words, open relationships are less focused on emotional connections with people outside a primary relationship and more on sexual ones. For some, this means going on casual dates and having friends with benefits type relationships with other people other than their primary partners. For others, an open relationship just means that occasional, quote, free pass to have a one-night stand or brief sexual fling. And for others, writes the BBC, the arrangement could look more like swinging, such as having sex with other couples as a couple, but not going on dates separately. There are also don't ask, don't tell style open relationships in which both members of a couple permit the other to have sexual relations with other people. They just don't want to discuss those experiences. Okay. Now, how do they know that this is all growing and a burgeoning relationship? People of all stripes are engaging in open relationships. Over the past few years, the experts say they have been seeing quite a bit of diversity among those participating in open relationships in terms of everything from economic resources to ethnicity. However, one counselor acknowledged that working in New York City, she gets to see a different sample than one might come across in more conservative parts of the U.S. You really think in South Bend, Indiana, there are lots and lots of open marriages? Among the client base, podcast listeners and website visitors, a therapist named Winston said she found many who are interested or participating in open relationships and tend to skew relatively young, between the ages of 25 and 45. Many identify as queer or bisexual and or pansexual. However, in her practice, she's worked with clients interested in or practicing open relationships who are as young as 19 and as old as in their 70s. The people who come to my door completely span the spectrum, she says. Dating app trends help highlight the rise in interest in open relationships, they write. For one, there's been an emergence of platforms particularly focused on non-monogamy, including open relationships, to cater to rising curiosity. But even more, traditional dating apps such as OkCupid has seen a spike in interest in open relationships. While the majority of OkCupid daters seek monogamous relationships, in 2021, users seeking non-monogamous relationships increased 7%. Among more than 1 million UK-based OkCupid users who responded to the question, "Would you consider having an open relationship?" 31% said yes in 2022 compared to 29% in 2021 and 26% in 2020. Okay, these are people on OkCupid. Do you really think this is a representative sample that you would get? That this means that of the population in general, isn't it a self-selecting group? And see, there is so much about the sexual variety where I believe that there are lots and lots of surveys that are deeply misleading, because people who want to answer surveys, people who want to answer questions for OkCupid, or participate in any kind of survey that would probe about your sexuality, are very likely to brag about it, to exaggerate. And by the way, there have been previous surveys. There was one done, an important survey, way back in 1994 for University of Chicago, where National Opinion Research Center, where they actually showed that it was true that people, particularly males, are greatly more likely to exaggerate their amount of sexual experience, their number of sexual partners, and also to exaggerate every aspect of sexual expression. And it seems to me that this is all part of the attempt to show that the basic expectations that most of us try to give to our children are breaking down. Do you think it's a good thing for kids who are just on the verge of puberty to not only have to determine, well, what am I? Am I really cisgendered? Am I really a girl? Or am I really non-binary? Or am I really a guy inside a girl's body? I mean, the entire desire for creating variety puts such a burden on people growing up or developing any kind of expectation for relationships. And relationships, if one can say, a relationship in a marriage that produces children in particular is by far the most important relationship you're going to have in your life. Okay, if there are multiple marriages, one of them will be the most important relationship that you have in your life. And the refusal to see that, it seems to me, is just astonishing and very sad and unworthy of the BBC. We will also cover, I mean, and we do have more to cover here, the idea that John Carl of ABC says to Chris Christie that Biden is on a roll and that Trump is on a roll. Does that mean that we are rolling downhill toward another Trump-Biden race, inevitably? We will get to that and much more. Plus, a review of the new movie Bullet Train, coming up on the MedVet Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, putting the topic of open marriages behind us in the rearview mirror, which is an appropriate thing to do on a Friday afternoon with the Sabbath coming up and a weekend and a time for families to renew their connections. One of the things that families used to love to do was to go to family-based movies. And there's a movie that is being sold as a brand new family classic, but does the new Pinocchio deserve that title? Listen when we talk about the latest from Hollywood. Okay, and this really is Holly Weird, even though most of the talent involved with this film comes from elsewhere, from Mexico and particularly from Italy, but of course it's an Italian story. The new Pinocchio is by Guillermo del Toro, who's basically known for Pan's Labyrinth and for Weight of Water, Oscar-winning film, and for other movies that are otherworldly and haunted and weird. And this film is Pinocchio as you've never seen him before. One of the things about the Pinocchio story, which was first published in 1881 by Carlo Collodi, is that he was a very carefully shaped puppet by his father, Geppetto, and looked very friendly and very much like a real boy. The Pinocchio you will see here looks like the carver had some kind of block and some kind of disease that allowed him not to carve anything that really looks like a boy. It's a piece of wood that looks like it's been whittled, not carved. The cricket, however, is a bug and looks like the kind of bug you would smash with no top hat or Jiminy Cricket echoes of the original old Disney film, the classic from about 70 years ago. This cricket is voiced by Ewan McGregor. Listen.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story you may think you know, but you don't.
Over there!
What is that?
Papa! It speaks!
He's just a puppet!
No, I'm not! I'm a real boy!
People are sometimes afraid of things they don't know.
I don't understand.
Ah, we have found him, our star.
Everyone shall love you and call your name, Pinocchio.
Okay, no one should love this extraordinarily dark and very dreary film, which ends up being about fascism. And yes, there's a very good, it's all stop-action animation, and the stop-action animation is fairly brilliantly rendered, but it's scary. and it's incredibly weird. And you get to see Pinocchio meet both Death and Benito Mussolini. And the entire involvement of the commentary on Italian politics of the 1930s. Now, all of this was done in the film before the recent takeover by a far-right, more pro-Mussolini government in Italy right now, but I guess this makes this even more topical. The scariness, just to give you some indication, the way the New York Times describes the PG rating, They say rated PG for death, child peril, and fascism. I mean, that sounds like fun for the whole family. No, look, I cannot tell a lie. And even though they have an inventive way that his nose grows like a branch on a tree with leaves and boughs, and in any event, I cannot tell a lie. This Pinocchio is dreary. It's disturbing, and it's in every way disappointing. And I think if you take a child of any age to see this film, or if you take another adult to see this film, the result will be regret. 1.5 stars. It is available on Netflix and has been playing to some extent in theaters. Another film that is in theaters right now is Women Talking, and this is based on a true episode from about 10 years ago in Bolivia, but they don't establish the location in the film. And in that episode, there's a religious commune, and there was actually a community with several tens of thousands of people in Bolivia where apparently the men were reported to be abusing the women with cow tranquilizer. And they would be giving them these drugs and then raping them and abusing them horribly. When the women caught on to it, the cast of women, which includes Jesse Buckley, Frances McDormand, who's one of the producers, Oscar winner, and Rooney Mara, who's actually very good in the film, and the film doesn't deserve it, but they all get together for endless sessions of conversation about what they should do about their rascally male kindred. And should they fight them or should they leave the community? Listen.
It is a part of our faith to forgive. We will be forced to leave the colonies if we do not forgive these men.
None of you will listen to reason.
We know that we've not imagined these attacks. We know that we are bruised and terrified.
Hope for the unknown is good, just better than hatred of the familiar. We cannot endure any more violence.
I could not endure any more conversation in the film. It's one of those things is out of sensitivity and the idea of not wanting to be exploitative in any way. None of these attacks are dramatized. The attacks and the abuse, you see the after effects, but you don't see the abuse itself. And what you hear is people analyzing it and struggling with their faith, and it basically, they let you know from the beginning of the film, and certainly the trailers all let you know that these are people who are abandoned to leave a religious commune, which you never find out that much about. This is an extraordinarily tedious film. It is rated PG-13. Some of the conversation involves abuse that is definitely R. The women talk is about as exciting as the title suggests. It as a film that doesn't work on any level. A one star. And though it's earnest, and again, as I mentioned, you have some honorable performances, it's hard to imagine this won't make a contender for any worst of the year list. Empire of Light is very different. That's the latest film by director Sam Mendes, who did American Beauty some years ago, was Oscar decorated for that, and did 1917 a couple of years ago, which is one of those rare films that got critical acclaim and also made a bundle of money. And this film, Empire of Light, stars Olivia Colman, who plays a lady with a troubled psychiatric background who has found refuge working at an old movie theater, grand old movie palace in seaside Britain. A theater is called The Empire, and the title of the film, Empire of Light.
Look around you. This whole place is for people who want to escape, people who don't belong anywhere else.
How do you feel?
I do feel a bit numb, I suppose.
Here's to the future. Here's to getting back up. And here's to coming home.
Don't let them tell you what you can or can't do. All these people.
Another world.
Michael Ward is a young black British actor who was outstanding in the film. And the film changes its focus when his character comes into the movie and gets a job in this movie theater, where Colin Firth plays the owner of the theater, the manager of the theater, and he's involved in a improper relationship, which he is trying to guard. The film becomes a movie about racism with some very brutal scenes. It's set in the 1980s in the era of Thatcher's Britain, and not that that is associated with racism, but there were problems with skinheads and beatings and violence, which becomes a very big part of the film. It's touching. The camera work by Roger Deakins, who is one of the great cinematographers of all time, is lovely and lyrical. And even though the plot seems manipulative with a conclusion that is inconclusive, it is a watchable film, 2.5 stars, rated R for graphic sex scenes and some serious and disturbing violence. Wishing you a very great weekend. We will look forward to a great and even better week next week, right here on the Michael Medved Show and in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.